Tuesday, March 2, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRayhove, making headlines today. By the third quarter of 2010, South Africa would have selected the renewable energy independent power producers to meet the country's target of 10,000 gigawatt hours of renewable energy by 2013. National Energy Regulator of South Africa, full-time regulator for electricity, Thembane Bekula, said that the regulatory environment has so far been inadequate to allow for the introduction of renewable IPPs. But he says that work on the selection criteria for the introduction of these projects is well advanced and will build on the first two rounds of the renewable energy feed-in tariffs, which were concluded last year. Some 12 billion rand has been approved as part of the recently approved Eskom tariff increases to enable the utility to contract with co-generators and renewable IPPs between 2010 and 2013. Such contracting could also be concluded with the independent system operator should it be established as proposed. Africa's largest glass manufacturer, Consol, will build a new 1.9 million rand glass factory in Niger, boosting its yearly output by 25%. The new glass factory will increase the group's yearly production by 220,000 tons to over 1 million tons, which is more than 4 billion glass containers. While current production capacity exceeds demand, MD Mike Arnold says that the expansion will ensure there's sufficient production capacity to meet foreseeable market growth expectations. Also making headlines, South African business backs the controversial $3.7 billion World Bank loan for Eskom. Kumba Iron Ore outlines why ArcelorMittal South Africa should pay commercial ore prices. Agricultural company Tongaat Hulett plans to increase its sugar output to 1.9 million tons a year over the next few years. And GDF Suez and South Africa's PetroSA end exclusive talks on the supply of liquefied natural gas for PetroSA's Mossel Bay refinery. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.